everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving as he speaks to us in the heart. The Lord can relate to love, those who walk in love and those who contend for the faith will notice that the Lord will give them the revelation they need. He will give them the information of heaven, and he will reveal his word to them, and they'll walk it out. I always say you have to speak it and do it. Now, Brother Charles Capps used to always say, it won't happen because you say it, but saying it is involved with working it. Whatever you speak, when you know, we have to have a determined attitude concerning the word of God. If you can say it, you can do it. If you can say that you love God and his people, you can love God and his people. If you say it from the heart, because that's an expression of your faith. See, once faith is in the heart, we have to speak it. And it grows, and it gets in our actions and what we do and how we think. If we purify our hearts, the way we purify our hearts is receive the word of God and act on it. And that's the way to go. Purifying your heart is acting on the word of God. Receiving it and acting on it. Receiving it and acting on it. And everything in your life will change according to the order of the word. And you can have the promises that God has provided. You can have what God said you can have. You can enjoy the kingdom principles. You can enjoy the will of God. When you study what God said in the first place, that was God's will in the first place. Whatever he did in the first place, that was his will in the first place. And everything stems from his love. Now, the Lord our God, and this is something I've realized as I watched him, as I paid attention to him. I know him as a person who evaluates everything, who thinks of everything. He considers everything, and then he makes a decision. And that decision is always the best decision. Always. So when the Lord gives you something to do, or whatever he say to you, especially the instructions of God, they are well evaluated, and they will take you forward faster. They will help you go forward and stay forward. They will not turn into something wild. Men who look away from the Lord go wild. Now, if you study Jeremiah chapter 5, it talks about how God made a vineyard. He did everything perfect. And instead of receiving grapes, wild grapes grew up. Now, the Holy Spirit is in operation. We have to pay attention to him. If we receive him, if we can receive what he's saying through his preachers, through his prophets, through the evangelists, through the men of God that speak for him, if we can be faithful with the information we receive, and if we can be faithful with the word that God has given us and provided through the word of God, if we can be faithful with that, with those instructions, our lives will heal from glory to glory, from faith to faith. And we can have what the Lord our God said we can have. We can live live according to his perfect will. Because everything is well evaluated. And the more we cooperate, we'll be. Now, Jesus came, and just like the parable of the vineyard that in Jeremiah chapter 5, Jesus, he made it possible for us to be righteous. He washed our sins away by his blood. He rose again from the grave and justified us. He gave us power by the Holy Spirit. He gave us wisdom by the Word of God and by the Holy Spirit. The seven manifested ways that the Holy Spirit will manifest himself to us. We have that. Spirit of knowledge and wisdom, counsel and might, fear of the Lord, Spirit of God. We are well equipped to live like God. We are well equipped because of the works of Jesus Christ to live like God. We are well equipped by the works of Jesus Christ to live just like God. And make heaven, make earth just like heaven. When we use and speak the principles of God here on the earth, we turn this place into what heaven is like. A man that loves God, he loves his family, he's going to have the goodness of God in his home. He's going to inspire his children perfectly. He's going to inspire them accurately and speak words of grace on time that they need, things they can receive, and make the best choices. If our eye is single, our whole body is full of light. We can receive what the Lord is saying. If our eye is single and if our whole being is full of light, whatever the Lord speak, we can receive it, then we can speak it, and we can actively act on it in our lives, and our lives will be conformed to the perfect will of God. And so will our counsel, so will our strength, so will our daily actions, the advice we give. Everything is in healing mode. But those who look away from the love of God, they become like wild grapes. Now people, they measure God's word however they want to. Some people measure God's word small, and they have small success in life. Some people, as they continue, they measure it greater and greater, and they have greater forms of success in their life. And then there are those who don't measure it at all. They discard it, and they have whatever in their life. And their life becomes like wild grapes. But those who measure God's word great, they have great success in their life. The same principles of prosperity that helps one man barely pay his bills, another man uses the very same principles. Because they measure it bigger and because they work it greater, they believe God for businesses. And some people believe God for corporations. And some people believe God's word. They receive dollars. Some believe it greater and they receive hundreds of dollars. Some are believing God and receive thousands of dollars. Some are believing God and receive millions of dollars. It's the very same principle. It's the way you measure it. You start where you have to, and you work your way up. It's not about how much, it's about what you believe. And then it's also about your focus. If you're focused on the perfect will of God, you're going to receive whatever, you can receive whatever you need in this life to get your will done, but to first get His will done. Because we're supposed to, if we seek first the kingdom of God, it puts you in a category to receive a multiplied abundance of more. And without pride. Sometimes people they have learned to receive from the Lord, but you also have to get rid of the works of darkness, the negative things of this world. Now, God gave us an example. Israel was supposed to drive out the Canaanites, the Philistines, the Amalekites, the Amorites. They were supposed to drive them out of Canaan land, like the Lord always had me saying. We're supposed to drive out pride, lust, and greed. Things that strife, unbelief, things of darkness, things of the world. We're supposed to kick it out of our lives, drive it away by receiving the word of God and by acting on it. See, if our focus is on the Lord, it's easy to get rid of those contrary things. It's easy to do the living word unrestricted. We don't have to be restricted by the works of darkness. But we can live according to the light. We can progress. We can make progress. We can go forward. We can do the things of God. We can see greater things happen. We can obey the Lord. We can do His will. We can cherish Him. He loves us. He cares about us faithfully and greatly. He set us up to be good fruit. Grapes, not wild grapes. He set us up to be thriving wheat, not tares. Our lives are supposed to be a blessing to all those we know. Now, we're not going to do that job for them, but we're going to do things God's way, and people are going to grow and go forward. And as we grow and go forward, God's people are going to live and prosper. Now, God don't want you to just be saved and that's all, and not prosper and not grow in life. He designed you to live like Him. And the Word of God is going to assist you so that you can live like Him. So if you heal in life, then people who operate by the love of God, people who learn from you, they're going to live and thrive in life. And those who watch you, those who you, all the pastors who inspire people, people will be like Him. Most people will have the same kind of success He has. Until they learn to measure the word in a greater way. Now, even though God has given us wonderful pastors and apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, even though the Lord has given us all these wonderful offices to help us in the Word of God and teachings and blessings, even though He's given us all these assistants and the Holy Spirit, we're supposed to pay most attention to the Holy Spirit. What is He saying? See, He's with you always. You have to go to church to hear from your pastor. Now, this is something I've learned from the Lord. There are things that you're going to be inspired to learn from your pastor and the people and the Christians that you're around. But our main source of learning should be the Holy Spirit. The daily guidance of the Holy Spirit. If we're receiving our daily bread, we're in the presence of God, learning from Him and growing in Him. So when you go to church, like we should do, we're going to learn things from the Holy Spirit through others. See, others have the Holy Spirit too. And we can learn from them when we're supposed to. Now, the Lord has taught me a lot of wonderful things, and I feel rich inside. But the things I learn one-on-one, that is not to replace what the pastor teaches. The things that the pastor has taught me and other men and women of God, they have said things to help me structure my life. And it enhances everything. And the guidance of the Holy Spirit helped me to be a greater blessing to my pastor. If my life is thriving and growing and I'm healthy, then I can be a blessing to the church. But if I won't pay attention to the Holy Spirit, I'm going to have crisis, and then I'm going to be needy, and I'm going to always be in trouble, giving my pastor a hard time. He'll be trying to get me on track instead of me being a blessing and an asset. I'll be somebody that's always in trouble. The guidance of the Holy Spirit is very, very, very important. And we need Him. We need His guidance. We need to have a thriving relationship with the Lord. And because we know in part, and because we're always under attack, and Satan is always trying to discourage us, and things don't always look right and seem right, and sometimes they're just not right, we need the outside help of others. We need the counsel of the Holy Spirit, not only from ourselves, but others can be a blessing. In other words, you know, in this country, as many churches that are out there, there's no need to suffer through lack because you've gone off track. See, a thing, Satan will try to get you off track, but don't be afraid of his works. And the way I stay on track, I listen. I pay attention to the Holy Spirit. What is He saying to me every day? What is He saying? How does the new thing He's saying, or things that I believe He's saying, compare with the proven things that He's already said? I consider those things. And then He always answers me through others as well. He calls the people in my network to say things that I need to help me stay balanced. And then He used me to be a blessing to them so that they can be balanced. Because Satan tried to destroy everything. He tried to change our focus. But if our eye be single, our whole being will be full of light. We can stay on path. It's easy to stay on narrow path if you can receive what the Holy Spirit has to say. Sometimes things can seem right and it's not quite right. Sometimes things can seem good, but it's really not good. Sometimes there can be misunderstandings and you're trying to do the right thing, but it's really not the best way to do it. And sometimes there's just a greater way to do the things you're really putting effort in. And only the Holy Spirit can keep us guide us perfectly, so that we'll have top success. Now, I love God's people. And I'm not afraid of getting off track. I'm not afraid of being out of balance. I'm not afraid of being out of focus. But if I stay true to the living Word of God and do the things that He's putting in my heart, things He has to say, I'm going to be fine. I'm going to thrive in life. My life can be like, I can live like those of heaven in real time, in my time, where I live. I can change the facts on the ground where I'm at. My life can be just like those of heaven. And that's my desire. If I can receive the greater things from the Lord, then my destiny will be greater than my present. I'm going to grow from glory to glory. I'm going to heal in every way. I'm going to see the greater works of God in my life. I'm going to see Him work through me. And it's going to be good. It's my desire. I want to see God move in my life. I want to see other people get blessed and healed and set free because they can. I want to be a blessing to my pastor. I have goals to be a greater blessing because I love the people of God. I love my church home. I love my network. I love everybody who has spoken into my life by the Holy Ghost. I thank God for the messengers that he sent. Because I also thank God that I'm not isolated. I'm not doing a work alone. But I can do all that's in his heart. I can make all the adjustments I need to make. I can start change in my neighborhood and on my job. And I can teach my children and they'll do what I'm doing. I want my children to see me actively doing God's will. Because I love the people of God. I love what he has to say. I love all the people who have it in their heart to obey him and not get caught up in the wickedness of this world. The fear of this world, the fear of man, the fear of wickedness, the pride of life, lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, all the sorrow that comes with it. See, when you drive out the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, if you drive those three things out, you've driven the world out. And you've driven out the sorrow, you've driven out the depression that follows it, you've driven out the madness that keeps you bound. You've driven out the anger. You've driven out the disaster. If a man get in pride, in strife and envy and strife, and every evil work